Let us give praise to our Maker and glory to His bounty by learning about beer.
Having a mobile kid is a lot different than having one that just lays there.
Yeah. Hey, this is Casually Lit. I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Jay.
Welcome back. So as you just heard, which we kind of had some pre-show talking about this a little bit, but Connor, my little son, is now a full-blown mobile child. And you cannot look away from him for longer than a millisecond, maybe?
I remember those days, and it made my life hell.
It's crazy. It is nuts.
Unless they're in your arms, which if they are, they're wiggling and want to be down because they can move now.
Yes.
And then if they're down, you have to have gates up everywhere.
Yes.
And you can't put gates across some openings.
Nope. Connor loves the TV stand, you know, where all the lights are, all the stereo equipment. He's like, poof. I'm like, slow down.
Don't go there.
It is. Oh, it's crazy. Because I was like, yeah, he'll be slow. We'll be able to handle this. But no, he's 100 miles an hour. Like, just takes off, doesn't care, tries to climb on the couches. It's nuts. I love it. I still love it.
Can he pull up yet?
Yeah, he can get up on his... He stands up.
Damn.
Yeah. He had the little walk-in thing. We had to lock the wheels because he would push and fall, poor guy.
Uh-huh.
But now that the wheels are locked, he can move it on the carpet, and he'll take one or two steps.
Like, oh, wow.
It's like, this fool's going to be walking before he's freaking... Yeah, I was like, I really want him to wait for the summer so Caitlin will be home with him so she can, you know, be involved. But
no, it's going to happen before then.
Yeah, he's
like way before then.
He's like, I'm ready to go now.
Yeah, crawling and walking, that transition is actually really fast, usually.
So that means we're about to have a daycare lady. Oh, he just took his first step, and then we're going to be bad parents and go be sad and cry about it.
We've done that.
Oh, okay.
So actually, daycares now are trained to not tell you if it happens. At daycare.
That's awesome.
Because daycare fucked up and told us one time when they hit a milestone, made Misty cry.
Oh, God.
And they got in trouble.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, because they're not supposed to tell if they'd say their first word, if they take their first step. You don't say a fucking word to the parents. You let them find out on their own at home.
Damn.
I'm picturing, like, you go up to the daycare lady, you're like, oh, hey, yeah, he took a step. And she's like, oh, that's cool. Like,
he's talking. Wow. He's talking now. Oh.
Didn't.
Yep. Yep.
Huh.
How about that?
Didn't know that, you know, just like it's like totally obvious.
Definitely been doing poetry jams up here every day for the last 3 weeks. Whoa. But whatever, I guess it's cool that he said yeah to you.
Yeah, that's weird. He read me a book.
Like, spitting bars.
He knows how to read and rap.
Oh my God. Where have you been, Mom? You're a terrible parent.
Fucking worst.
And that's bad too. Like, what? With the daycare situation, you know this too. Like, we come home, we'll set him down in the playpen and then you're trying to take care of your business because you have to take care of yourself too. And it's just so frustrating. You're like,
oh no, you don't have time for yourself. Bad.
You're like, I don't want to set you down here. And then he's sad. And you're like, I'm trying to get dressed. That's all I want to do. And then I'm going to grab you. And he's all sad over there in the corner, like, you don't love me. I'm like, no, I do. I love you a lot.
Brody's calling me.
Uh oh.
We're already podcasting. Sorry, dude.
Do we need to do an on-air phone answer? We've done that before.
I don't think so. Okay. He's not worth it.
You're cut, Rhodey.
Damn.
But you'll know that you called during this when you listen tomorrow.
And I definitely just declined your call.
Damn.
Now I'm going to send you a text. On air.
So are we good to listen to my favorite podcast?
Yes, we are.
It's called Casually Late. It's by my favorite host in the whole wide world, even more than myself, and that is Michael Harper.
Actually, Michael Hooper.
Jay's number two, so I'm number three on my favorite hosts.
Oh, well, that's nice.
All right, here we go.
Hello, and welcome to Casually Late,
who's in his car?
The recap podcast for the Casually Lit show. My name is Michael Harper, and this week we're brought to you by New Main Brewing Company. Friends and neighbors, how are you fixed for New Main Brewing Company? Jason has an expensive pop collection, ranging somewhere above $1,000 by his own estimation. Then the boys go right into sports talk.
Yes, we do.
Things about the NBA, the Young Core, the NHL. That's not a thing they talked about. And then the NFL and different Cowboys players who have been suspended or fined, or arrested, maybe.
Yep.
I think one of them's coming back.
Yep.
But that might not have been covered. That might have happened the day after the recording. Then Jason makes a Columbine joke, and that's the rest of the episode. We go head straight into difficult topics.
Let's see.
Told you some hot button issues.
Yeah.
Some hashtag triggered things. And you know, we started some conversations that I think need to be had. And that was it.
I left Michael at a loss for words.
When Chris introduces the Four Loko rating scale, I would like to learn more about this.
Yes,
Four Loko.
I would also
scale.
Like to learn more about the green Four Loko that is black.
Yep.
Or vice versa. And by like to know about it, I mean not taste it, just have somebody tell me about it. There's probably a subreddit that I can search for Four Loko.
But I hope there is.
As a humble plea, can we please introduce the Chris on the ones and twos Four Loko rating scale, approved by Chris on the ones and twos, brought to you by Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit show. And that's the name, all of that. Oh, and welcome to the Bud Life, Jason. You're going to love listening to podcasts all day. Well, let's see what the boys have for us this week.
You've been listening
to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit show. My name is Michael Harper, and as always, we're hashtag triggered by Chris.
Yeah, he's talking about the Samsung Buds. Those come in tomorrow.
Oh, I'm gonna you have got those. The
Because it came free with it, yeah.
Oh, really?
I would not have bought those.
Okay, I was about to make fun of you.
Who's like, going to pay, lot. Like... I know that they're probably good. I'm not saying they're bad.
Right.
I'm just saying I would never pay $200 for a pair of headphones.
Well, yeah, and they're people are making fun of people so bad about that. Yep. Like, oh, you're rich enough to have AirBuds, huh?
So that's what he meant. Yeah, because I've already thought of that. I was like, man, I could just have a podcast in my ear all times. Huh?
What'd you say?
Jason, order. Order. We need you to order stuff. Do your job. What?
Huh? Podcast.
We're definitely not listening to podcasts in this wireless headphone over here.
I'm listening to Casually Late, and I knew we were going to leave him at a bit of loss of words from last week. It was a little crazy.
No joke of the week.
He didn't even do a joke of the week.
No, he didn't. He was kind of just like, huh, Columbine joke.
And then that's where the podcast just ended.
Yep. I was like, oh, so, yep, sorry about that, Chris. I did kill last week. I beat it like a something. I'm not going to make another bad joke.
I thought it was good.
Ray Rice in an elevator.
Whoa, he knocked shit out of her.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
I cannot remember. Some skit. Dang it. It might have been a Family Guy, and he was like, hey, Ray Rice, and then he went and got on the elevator, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it was because he was talking a bunch of shit because he turned himself into a woman. He cut his penis
That's
off.
Right. Yep. Thank
He's
you.
He's like, oh, I'm a woman. You can't hit me. And then he goes to the elevator. Yeah. Like,
so yeah, Peter Man. Starts fucking with everybody. He's like, you can't mess with me. I'm a woman. Because he went and got his...
Yep.
And then he goes, oh, hey, Ray Rice. And he presses the button. It's like...
There's also a Chris Brown joke in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
With the umbrella, Ella.
Bobby Which, Brown.
My fist will go through this umbrella, Ella.
Jesus Christ.
That's reaching.
Yeah, a little bit.
Speaking of death, Alex Trebek has stage 4 pancreatic cancer and had a nice little speech about how he's going to fight it, but there's no good prognosis for pancreatic cancer, especially stage 4. So, Jeopardy's dead.
Damn. Which mean, what is pancreatic cancer?
Jimmy is, what is... God damn it, Chris. I should have...
Yeah, I hate when I see a cancer news story. I have two immediate things. Number one, prognosis.
Mm-hmm.
Stage 4 pancreatic cancer. What's survival rate? 5 years. It's like 3%.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And the second thing that I do is go, what are the symptoms? Oh my God. I've had a sore stomach before. I must have pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic cancer is a silent killer. You don't really have many symptoms before it just gets too bad and you're stage 4.
It does affect more older people than younger people, but still, yeah, shit.
So.
But he's 73, and then I looked at that, too. I was like, you know, he's lived a good life.
Yep.
If I go past 70, if I hit 70, I'm, congratulations.
Right. Alex Trebek, because he's Canadian.
Yep. So, just definitely.
Glad I could do that.
Put a damper on the
anal bum cover.
Everybody got real sad in here. Really fucking sad.
You guys said that you got real serious last week, and I wanted to trump it. So,
speaking of Trump,
let's really fuck this up. Yeah. Let's really fuck this up.
Yeah, he did a lot of good things with North Korea. Mm. Yeah. And then talk shit to Hillary Clinton again.
Yeah.
It's like 93% of Republicans approve of me. I'm like, oh. I don't have an opinion. I'm not for or against. I'm just like, stop talking and stop.
Yeah. I'm not touching that.
Yeah.
Not touching that. I'm drinking a beer tonight Jason handed me. It's the name of the beer is Special.
Yes.
I
just want to sip.
Oh, yeah. Chew a little bit.
Yeah, break me off.
Made by Mode Low.
Woo!
Mode Low Brewery.
Mode Low.
Out of, I don't even know where in Mexico this is out of. It doesn't even say.
It's probably not Mexico anymore.
No. It says brewed in Mexico.
Oh, I thought there was a wall that, like, stopped that.
To stop the beer from coming over. It's golden, full-flavored Pilsner-style lager with a clean, crisp finish. And I have to say, it definitely... The color on this is, like... Worked in, like, 95-degree sun all day and haven't had any water, and then you pee.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
8 hours later, that's the color. The taste on it's a little bit better than that, but I think it's because it's cold.
Dehydration in a glass.
Yeah, it's really good.
I got you. That makes sense.
So, since Rody's not here tonight.
So it's actually not that bad.
So how many how many Four Locos would you give it?
I don't understand this rating system because I don't listen to your podcast, Chris. Unless I'm on it.
That's very true.
What is the Four Loco rating system?
It's just like a rating system not like everyone else, you know. You have 1 out of 10 Four Locos. By the, you know, the fourth one, you're already blacked out, so.
Ah.
Oh, it's a 1 in 10 scale, running scale?
So it's how drunk you are.
It's a how drunk you are scale?
I thought we were going by flavors, like, because the black ectoplasmic Four Loco that I tried, I'm now going to buy and take to Michael when
you
to
tasted
celebrate.
It?
Yeah, I had it. My little brother Joe brought it to Thanksgiving. Whoa. He's like, I just stopped and picked this up. And I was like, okay. And it was like in a black can. I didn't remember the exact flavor. And he opens it and pours it out. It's like Slimer green. It's like, what the fuck is this?
This
apple?
Is good for your insides.
Yeah, it did not taste apple. I was like, it's like, what flavor is this? And he was like, black. What does that mean?
This is black flavor.
It's like,
what?
Yeah. I was like,
not touching that one either.
Oh. So, yeah, and it was not good.
So your rating system has no basis yet then? You haven't fleshed it out? It's just an idea that you threw out?
Pretty much.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
We dumped the entire thing. Dumped it. Even Joe. Joe would drink anything. Joe was like, fuck this.
Really?
Yep. And he just kept talking about how it cost him $1.55 or something. Just flushing it down the toilet.
It's also their 14%ers too. It's about the 12, normal 12, that's 14%.
Look at that, juicy. The second beer that we're drinking that's actual craft beer for the beer listeners that have made it past where we are now.
Past our mode low.
They're like, y'all are still listening. Yes, we still talk about beer. Not as much as we used to, but yes, we do. This is Zen Garden. It's a New England Indian Pale Ale, which I've been chasing the stupid New England IPAs, the hazy IPAs. I like it. But this is from Clown Shoes, which is one of the best breweries probably in the U.S. And this thing is Tutti Frutti. I love it.
I like it. I actually like it.
He likes it. He really, really likes it.
It's very citrus, isn't it?
Yeah, which is right up my alley.
Yeah.
Get away from the pine, get closer to the citrus, and that's my jam.
See, and that's what IPAs have done. They have pulled people that don't like IPAs. Like, oh, this is so orange juice.
No, I don't like the orange juice. I really like grapefruit.
Okay.
In one. Orange is okay, but I like the grapefruit flavors.
Grapefruit.
And I'm not even a grapefruit guy.
No. But no, yeah, that's delicious.
That is really good. It's refreshing.
I like it.
On your palette.
On your palette. I like how they say glasses don't matter. Look at the color of mine and look at the color of yours.
Yeah.
there's a little bit of glass mattering.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this tulip makes it look so much prettier.
Oh, salesmanship.
You are a beer nerd.
A little bit. A little bit. Yeah, there was something. Shopping for beers is so annoying now. I hate it.
I hate that. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do anymore. When I go, I'm just like, well, this is a shit show.
No, well, we are around a shit show in our area because Jay lives 4 or 5 miles from me. There is nothing in this area. The best place is down there. It's called Total Wine, Hewlin.
Mm-hmm.
Beast Mode. I love that place. They have decent prices and great selection. Yep. Plus, you can still buy the singles. So you're like, oh, just give this a shot. And then Rody had to explain it to me one day because I would get mad because I'd be like, this bottle's $4. And Rody would be like, well, if you went to the bar and ordered that 12 ounce, how much would it cost you? And I was like, probably like $15, you know, or $8. I was like, okay, this makes sense.
So yep.
He's made it easier for me to shop. Thank you, Rody.
He's made it easier for me to spend money.
Yep. He's like, because I'm like, oh, the six pack's $12. He's like, at the bar, it's $45. Like, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does.
But I'm like, at the bar, I usually get a flight. But whatever. But it works. No, Total Wine's the best place to go. And like this one, I had to pick it up. And it was 2.8, I believe. 2.4. I was like, holy crap, that's not even a month old. Buy it.
Yep.
I got this and I got Wild Acres new IPA, which for those of you, me, I said that Wild Acre was probably going to be a piece of crap. Thought they were built to sell, which they still possibly are because, I mean, they haven't sold yet. And it looks like a place that just, you know, went from zero to...
Yeah, it blew the fuck up.
It's like, okay, you got a full production brewery here going. It looks like you are all over the place. Okay.
They got the inline, what is that, a Randall?
Yep.
Where it's got the flavor things. Is that what this is called?
Yep.
Yeah, that's such a cool idea. I was like, every brewery needs to do this because this brings in people that wouldn't ever, like, want a beer. You take a blonde and you push it through strawberries or...
That's so fun.
Or berries or mint or whatever. You make a mojito flavor mix and then pour a fucking blonde through it.
Ooh, yep.
But those random things, it's cool. It's a cool brewery.
Yeah.
And they got okay beers.
And they're making the best. The last IPA, I can't remember the name of it. And then this new one that I have, it's called Rec Room. And it is phenomenal because it's old school. It's more old school. It's kind of crisp, bitter, doesn't know citrus. Which is fine. It
doesn't have citrus.
Which is fine, but it's just, I'm like, holy crap, man. And their price point is on point because they're actually like, hey, we're local. It's $8 for a six pack at 7% beers. I'm like, I can sign up for that.
Wow. Nice.
Yep. I'm trying to replace Martin House because of all the shit that I talk about Martin House.
I was about to say, did you see the new thing that gimmickbrewery.com put out this last week?
Not yet. What is it?
Oh, I don't even remember.
It's a...
It was super gimmicky.
Yeah, I know Bray wants to go to the bread pudding. I don't know if that already happened, but there was a banana pudding one coming soon. I was like, I need to get on that because I do love me some banana pudding.
Look it up.
Pretty stoked for that. But
banana pudding beer?
Yeah, nice. I mean, I know. And it's funny because Michael...
Nice, yeah, nice.
Michael, our residual brewer. What does residual mean? That was not the proper context.
That's
for that.
Not resident.
Resident.
That's the word that you're looking bless. For. You've had half a beer. I remember my first half a beer. The one that they have out right now is their El Choco.
El Choco.
El Choco, which is their agave and guava sour ale, which means they have a base, and then they added those things to it.
Yeah. It's probably the True Love base.
Yep.
I wonder if it's any good.
They have another one here.
Beach House?
Beach House, mango and habanero salted pale ale.
Is that coming out during MTV Spring Break?
MTV sponsors. Oh.
Beach House. Remember when, growing up, I want to go to Cancun with all the Spring Breakers.
So this one isn't canned. This one's just a tap at the...
Tap at tappy room.
Tap at the tap room.
Yeah, I took some screenshots the other day.
This one was the one. They're Chamoy. Holler at Chamoy. Dude. So Chamoy is a tamarind drink.
Yeah.
That's really, really popular. And they used it to make a sweet and spicy tamarind sour.
So someone,
come the fuck on, guys.
It's so good. Someone pointed out to me the thing in the middle. What is that thing called? Emoji. Someone pointed it out to me. I can't think of that little dude. Bit emoji. I think is what it's called.
Okay.
And I was like, I didn't even notice that, and I just busted out laughing at work. Like I was like, bah!
I don't Why?
Because it was just so. Because that's what like all the kids are using these days.
Oh, really?
Like kids, like
really
the little fake. Yeah, look, it's a little fake dude, and I think that's supposed to be Cody from Martin House.
I think so.
I was like, oh my god, that's so ridiculous.
Acheron, so that's a good one.
Acheron is actually good. Yeah. Still.
Oh, this one was ridiculous. Gabagool Imperial Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Stout. So, come on.
Yeah, Michael Harper, like I said, our resident brewer.
There it is.
Best, one of my bestest friends. He posted a thing on the old Twitters. You should follow him on Twitter. He's a good follow. OOK. OH-OK.
Yep.
He posted something about what's up with all these, I guess it's a thing, is the snack cake stouts. What's another word for snack cake?
Like a Little Debbie's?
Yeah.
Like the Christmas tree things?
Yeah.
Zebra cakes? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, there's another word for it, though. It's not snack cake. It's pastry.
Okay.
And everybody's calling them pastry stouts. And they're just popping up everywhere, just like that Reese's thing, pretty mm-hmm. much. And he was like, are we doing this for flavor, or are we doing this for money? And I was like, money rules all, bro. Money rules all. But it's funny. It's a thing. Everybody's going against pastry stouts. And I'm like, well, of course they're doing it for money. I don't think anybody says I'm going to put Reese's in a beer because it tastes good.
Well, I saw our boy Perez the other day brewing marshmallow stout. Yeah. Put an actual. I didn't know that you put actual marshmallows in there. I thought that was a flavor profile you got out of something.
Yeah.
But no, he's literally throwing marshmallows into the boil. I was like, that. Holy crap. And he's like, the Play-Doh came out super high because of so much sugar.
Yep.
Like, it's going to. When that eats down, that's going to be a high alcohol content beer.
Yep. And the bad part about that kind of stuff is, too, beer, period, especially craft beer, you don't know how much sugar you are getting. If you're counting your calories, good luck.
Oh, yeah. It's a done deal.
I'll take this s'more stout. That's 3,000 calories.
You just literally drank 14 marshmallows. What?
Oh, yeah, because you're right. You don't know how much that sugar is going to make it through the yeast and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You could just be... I'm diabetic. I had one beer. Yeah. That's weird.
Oh, when you said earlier about the New England IPA that you were drinking, the Zen Garden,
yes.
You said you looked at the date on the can and you saw that it was less than a month old. Why is that important for IPAs? Just a quick.
The hops drop out. So you have a bitter, your hops are up front, but the bitter, they're the flavor profile. After 2 or 3 months, they'll start to drop out and the beer becomes sweeter. And it's really sad. Really sad. Like, you'll get an old IPA, and it tastes like sugar water, or you won't get any of the hops at all. It won't be bitter. It'll just be like...
gross.
Oh.
So that's why the IPA that I opened this last weekend, an IPFNA from Panther Island, had one in the cooler, or in the fridge at Mom and Dad's house from this summer.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about it, and I was like, hell yeah. Opened it, and I took a drink, and I was like, oh my god, what is this trash? This trash water. It tasted horrible. There was no hop at all. And then I went, oh, yeah, I remember them saying something about that. And I didn't understand why. So thank you for explaining.
I can't remember if we said last week that Panther Island was your favorite brewery or if that was before.
No, that was before. That was way before.
So, yeah. So you were let down pretty hard then.
Right. It's my favorite brewery.
Happy FNA.
Yep. My new favorite brewery, Funky Picnic, is coming coming up like strong.
Never had one beer. Cannot wait.
Mm.
It's as bad as it is, though. It's like I've had a shit ton of Michael Harper beer, and I already know.
I
don't even got to try it.
He makes damn good beer, especially when he's let to do his thing. When he's left to do his thing, he can make some awesome beers.
Yep. And I'm not even worried about it.
No.
It's like I'm planning on whenever they open, I'm going to be like, because my work is right down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be there and be like, this is where my birthday party is.
Oh, yeah. That's right across the street from my house, really.
You got the cider place not too far from there either.
Yeah. It's the Locust. Oh,
you girls don't like this? Go to the cider place.
Uh-huh.
We'll stay here.
I never knew the Locust was local.
I just
are they?
Yeah, they are. They're right across. Right.
Well,
right,
I know where they are. Yeah. I didn't know if that was like Deep Elm Brewery opened a brewery here.
Yeah, and Fort Worth.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What is that? They called it something too. The funky
whatever.
The Deep Elm Funky Kitchen or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, Brace sent me a picture of that. He's like, "Do you know about this?" And I was like, "Yeah, I just didn't care."
Mm-mm.
It is what it is, and they're going to do experimental stuff there, but
we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dog on it just yet. But yeah, that Funky Picnic's right down the road from our old friend's distillery, the Black Eyed Vodka guy. Yeah.
That's still there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, yep.
They just redid everything and
yep.
Looking good.
And then you've got the Firestone or whatever that does TX whiskey right down the street from there. I mean, there's a whole, that whole area right there is just becoming crazy.
Well, I know.
And Rar's there. Rar's the original.
Hop
Fusion.
Thank you. Hop Fusion's right there. The Fort, well.
Fort Brew. Yeah, that's on Magnolia, yeah.
Well, have you been there since they changed again?
Yes.
The way you just made your facial expression?
Not happy about it.
Damn.
I mean, I don't know. Their beer was okay. Like, but the pizza? I'm pissed about the pizza.
It was bad?
Well, so they kept the one pizza that I liked.
Yeah.
Which was the prosciutto and mushroom.
Damn.
But everything else has changed to, like, crazy weird pizzas.
Aw.
Yeah, it's not like gastropubby pizzas anymore, which was the best fucking part about that place.
Damn.
They also had some really cool one-off beers every once in a while.
That's been on my list for, I have extra money, I'll go eat there.
You go try it, but I mean, I don't know if any of their vegetarian options are going to be worth a shit.
I'd rather have something like Cane Russo or something like that.
Cane Russo's good, and it's right down the road.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
Good, there's nothing like good pizza. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I was worried when they bought it.
Yeah. Who is it? Do we even know who owns it now?
Yeah. They have a Jeep that's wrapped in it. Has an octopus on it.
Yep. That sucks. I was still trying.
Because Chimera was good.
Yeah, it was.
I liked Chimera.
And of course, Z, what was it before? It started with a Z before Chimera.
Oh, shit.
Yep. I wanted to say Zayo, but that's a Christian rock band. Zio Carlos?
Zio Carlo. Yeah, that's what it was.
Damn. I thought I was making that word up. It's like, Zio Carlo? It's like, what are you talking about?
No, that's it, huh? That was it, yeah.
That is it. No, that's funny.
That was good.
Damn.
Yeah. But yeah, that whole area, it's right over by my house, and it's blowing up, and I'm excited. And I've got a brewery cat for Michael Hart.
That's right.
He just has to come catch it with a lasso.
It's the best way to catch a cat, by the way. Lasso.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You get on a little bitty mini horse, chase him down.
Although, I learned something horribly awful about cats. They have the dirtiest mouths. And so when I was in 2003, I was in my first band. My guitar player, his name was Jason Judd. We've kind of kept in touch, not, you know, bros or nothing, but kept in touch. A cat bit him on his finger and it swelled up, started having some problems. Went to the doctor like 2 days afterwards. He didn't wait that long. They gave him antibiotics, kept doing, you know, the round and round for about a month, amputated.
Oh, shit.
Lost his index finger.
Holy crap.
Cats are the dirtiest, and they carry this bacteria. What is it called? It's a bacteria infection that infected his bone and everything. And cool. It's not even that. They said this is common from cats. I was like, I'm never touching another cat ever again.
Never licking a cat's face again.
Nope. It's like, if a cat ever touches me, you'll be seeing me with a peroxide water gun. Yeah, he got his index finger amputated from a cat bite. And it wasn't even that bad. Like, he showed the picture, and it was just a little, you know, a little bite. Finger was swelled up so bad, and it got to the bone, so they had to amputate it.
Wow.
Can't even think of what that infection's called, though. It's a common infection. Like, what's sepsis? No,
sepsis is just an infection that gets out of control, and then you're done.
So that was probably in the lingo.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, and I was like, ooh, and then, yeah, they said that cats' mouths are the dirtiest. Dogs are up there. Humans are really high up there, too. Yeah, dirty mouths.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not talking about curse words.
I'm not talking about dirty language.
Yeah. Or sex talk.
Ooh, sex talk.
We should. So 2 weeks ago, I had Dirk from Mavs Rugby over here, and I sent you a picture of you on my big screen TV in there,
because
we were watching you read 50 Shades of Jay.
Oh.
He said something, like, we got started talking about Atypical. Oh, we started talking about the Sonic drink that Chris over here drank.
Oh, yeah.
So I showed them that video.
That was the best fucking, you got to re-release that. God, that was the best. Listen to my brother puke for like 10 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Into the trash can.
Into the trash can, right beside his mic.
Something, I don't remember what. We started talking about challenges. I was like, oh, yeah, Chris did this. And I put it on the screen, and he was like, holy shit. And I was like, yeah. And then I was like, hey, check Jay out. And he was like,
Oh my God, he loved it. Yeah, he thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, go to, I don't know, what's the YouTube?
Atypical.
Is it Atypical?
Atypical DFW podcast.
Yeah, that's our old podcast. And so my name's Jay, and so we just, when 50 Shades came out and it was a big deal, we decided that I was going to read 50 Shades, the dirty parts. And call it 50 Shades of Jay.
He was like, is that a butt plug? And I was like, yes, it is.
There you go. Tail. That's all we need to say. No shirt on with a butt plug.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there.
So, Atypical DFW podcast on YouTube. Check it out.
Don't be scared. Yeah.
But don't be scared.
You didn't reply back. And then I sent you that message the next day about how my phone recognized your face from that TV screen. I was like, we're all fucked.
Yeah, that's weird.
We are all fucked.
How did it recognize it?
So I'll have to show you the picture. I took a picture of my TV screen where Jay's face was probably maybe under a centimeter, just barely in it. I couldn't recognize him.
Yep.
And
it's a picture of me, like old me with no beard.
Yeah. And Google goes, Jay Webb, do you want to tag him? I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like, whoo, how did nobody get away with crimes? That's why that dude got caught.
Hey there, big brother.
Yeah. That, wow,
what you doing there?
Is his name Jesse, the black dude that did the fake racism beat up?
Oh.
That's why he got caught. All the cameras.
Yeah.
There's a check, and he's still denying it, which is so funny. There's a check written to those guys, $3,500 or $500 or whatever.
Yep. To beat me up.
Yeah. It's on the memo. Beat my ass.
Beat me up so that I can claim racial beatdown.
Anyways, yeah. No,
or beatdown based off race.
I had read the case of it. It was like, holy crap. They basically followed those two dudes all the way back through cameras and Uber and all the way back to their house.
Oh, shit. Did their ring, was the last one their Ring doorbell?
Probably.
That would have been even better.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yep. Talking to be like, yeah, we got $500 to beat a guy up. It was great.
Yeah. I think his name is Jesse. I'm not for sure. Feel bad. But, well, actually, I don't feel bad because people like that, I'm like, I don't care. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, you're
messing things up for everybody. The people that are really in trouble, you're messing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking them. Oh, fucking them really bad. I'm trying to think. I've got a lot of movie talk, and I'm like, I don't want to go that direction.
I won a GoPro last week.
You did?
I did.
Let's talk about Jay's future career with his GoPro.
So the first thing my brother said to me when I said, hey, I won a GoPro last week at national sales meeting, he went, cool, so you're about to start your Pornhub career then? And I went, what? And he said, yeah, they even gave you a tripod. And I went, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand.
And then the first time, and then I got here and I was like, hey, Jason, you'll appreciate this because it's a piece of video equipment and that's kind of your I love forte.
Video. Yeah.
And I said, I want a GoPro. And you go, cool. What accessories did it come with? And I said, it came with a tripod. And you go, cool, you're going to start doing porn now? And they hadn't talked at all. I mean, it's like, oh, okay, I guess that's just the thing. That's what you do.
What else do you do?
Get a GoPro, start filming porn.
One of the worst things about...
I'm not going to do it, but...
It's so weird. Like, I don't know if you've ever done that, but just you go watch filmed it porn. And you're just like... You just watch it and you're like... Yeah, this is fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah, it's weird.
This is dumb. Mm-hmm. I don't know how those guys that use their phones and like film all their conquests and like, look at this. I'm like, that does not do it for me.
Nope.
I'm like, hey, yep, there I am.
Oh, look.
I go right into critique mode. Like, I get my clipboard out. I'm like, oh, look what he did there. Like, film like I'm a sports team. You know, coach, come here. Let's get this.
I'm breathing like a Neanderthal. This is hot. Yep.
Yep. Oh, look, he's doing the dead fish. What's wrong with that guy?
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like, how long is... Rewind. Oh, my God, this tape's like 3 minutes long. What the fuck?
I was talking some shit during it, too.
We're going to do this all day, baby.
All day.
Yep.
Yeah, that was all day.
Yeah, the first noise, mute.
Exactly. Oh, shit, I make those noise? Gross, I'm done.
I wrote an apology letter to my girlfriend. Yeah. Dear lover.
I found out today how I am during intercourse, and I would like to sincerely apologize for my role in whatever I've inflicted upon you.
Oh, it's horrible, man. Oh, my God. Yeah, no. I'm not a...
Nope.
Yeah.
Not a fan. And I definitely couldn't sit down and be like, let's get to business while watching myself.
Oh, yeah. Get it, Tyree. Oh. You're my favorite.
Chris. I joked Chris. I was like, is there any market for, mid-30s male that's overweight, you know, doing a solo jerk off? And he was like, oh, it probably is. I was like, I was a joke, man. It was a joke. He's like, no.
Seen,
like,
I've seen some videos.
I could switch it up with a reverse grip, you know? Ooh. Yeah.
What's this? Like the yoga, you could do like the yoga.
Yoga jerking?
Of jerking. Is that like, a thing? Say the poses, you know? You're like, now we're going to go into a reverse grip.
Start out slow at first. Yep. Get it. Okay. Yeah.
Downward.
Then we're
going to
do leg over.
What did
arm.
You say, Chris?
Downward facing hog.
I thought that's what you
damn.
Said.
Woo. Damn.
Jesus, man.
Did Chris just get joke of the week? That motherfucker.
I bet he did.
I still don't feel comfortable even cursing. I'm sorry, Chris, about saying that about you. I love you.
It's okay, Jason.
I don't joke with the F word very often. I immediately felt uncomfortable. Fuck you. And I'm like, no, I love you so much.
I'm just kidding, man.
Because I only say that when I'm angry, which is 95% of the time.
Right. It's because you're a dad.
Yeah. Nope. That's a whole different can of worms. Oh,
whole
young
jar
ears.
Of pickles. Whole other jar of pickles.
Gotta be careful with what I say. Like, I'll be like, oh, son of a biscuit.
Oh, that's cute. You watch your language around your kid?
Try to.
No, I don't even try.
You just.
Nope.
I'm like trying to lead by example, and it doesn't really work, I'm sure, but.
My kids are going to be the ones that teach their other kids how to cuss at kindergarten.
Like, Connor's got this. He's obsessed with my electric toothbrush. And I love it because I'm just like, every time I'm brushing my teeth, I'm like, look what I'm doing. I want you to do this. Mm-hmm. Don't mess it up. I'm just trying to lead by example. It's not going to work, but
I'm
holding by it.
Been leading by example your whole life, you little shit.
But man, I don't know. And it's affected like news. I don't like news at all.
No.
If the word child's in there, I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, I just steer away from that shit.
This 11-year-old kid shot his dad, who was a cop. And I was like, everybody was like, this kid's a piece of crap. And I'm just like, I don't know how you would. I was like, because they're so cute when they're babies and they're so innocent. And you're like, oh, we love each other so much. And then the first time he's like, I hate you. That's going to break me.
Yeah. No, it gets harder.
Yep.
I got almost 5-year-old and she's getting there. She's getting there. But she did the other day use. The term fucking shit in context.
Oh.
It was impressive. Of course, I couldn't laugh at first.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, fucking shit. Like, something happened. And I was like, whoa, what did you say? And of course, I'm like trying to force not smile. Like, I'm literally like holding my mouth down so I don't smile. And she's like, fucking shit. And I was like, you can't say that. That's a daddy word. That's what we start saying. Oh, okay. It's daddy's word. You can't use it. It's daddy's word. And she's like, oh. Okay. And then every once in a while, I'll just see her like playing with her doll or something. She'll go, oh, damn it. And be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey.
That's also another
daddy word. Can't use that.
You got a whole monopoly on the cuss words.
Yep.
Yeah.
Must be 18 years older to say these words.
Yep.
Which I still, to this day, like, I'll say a curse word around my mom and I'm like, I'll look at her and then look back. I'm like,
my parents, like the day I turned 15, I just was like, I'm going to just test the waters. And everything was fine.
Yeah.
And then fuck I never this. Stopped. My mom has a worse mouth than I'll ever try to have. So
that's true. That's true.
She does. Love her to death, but she's got a dirty mouth.
This is very true.
Probably about the same as a cat.
Ah, she will bite bringing you and rip your finger off. Don't do that. It's not cool. Not cool, bro. You know what is cool? Now tell me you watched the Game of Thrones trailer. Did you see it?
I did.
Oh, my
God.
I did.
Unimpressed. Unimpressed.
You didn't get the feels?
Mm-mm. Nope. I just don't really care anymore. I guess I just gave up on it. I'm just kidding. Please, Game of Thrones gods, don't kill me.
I know. When that trailer came out, I was like, all right, we're close enough. God, please let me live at least to the end of the show.
Until... May? Middle of May? End of May?
It's like, if I can just make it that far now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it looked good.
Oh my God.
It looked good.
Did you watch it, Chris?
Yes, I did.
Ooh, fucking dragons flying.
I watched it twice. I always watch trailers at work on my phone. I'm like, oh, awesome. And then as soon as I get home, I throw it on the big screen and turn the I got to see it there, too. I'm like, ooh.
I loved it when Sansa was like just standing there like watching all this shit happen. And she's like, welcome to Winterfell.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Y'all roll deep. Y'all got dragons? Do I see fucking dragons?
Yeah.
Welcome to Winterfell, okay? Shit, y'all got fucking dragons.
And I wish Key and Peele would come back just to do that skit
oh.
to finish it. Khaleesi, that's my shit. Oh, I love it so much, dude. They are so funny. They won't do that to my boy Ned. They won't. Oh, they cut his head off. And then that red wedding, though. What? They're called the valets. Google Key and Peele valets. You will freak out. Everything they do. My Anne Hathaways. Love my Anne Hathaways. Oh, my God. But no, that trailer was phenomenal. Oh, I got pumped. Couldn't believe we're only 5 weeks. This Sunday will be 5 weeks, man. And they said the big battle, the Winterfell battle, is episode 3.
Oh, no shit.
Yep. Hell yeah. So, episode 3.
Well, yeah, like, they got a lot of shit to wrap up in 7 episodes.
Yeah. I can't. What pisses me off, though, is it's Sunday nights, because we really want to get everybody here watching. I'm like, but it's Sunday night. Everybody's going to be like, we can't. We got to do our Sunday night wind downs.
Yep.
Damn it. But we want to. I'm going to hopefully try to do it for the finale. Maybe we can all
take off for the day, the Monday after.
We're so adult. It's like, well, it's Monday. Like, there's people at work that watch The Walking Dead that can't watch it on Sunday nights. They have to watch it Monday night. I'm like, just like, whoa.
Oh, because it'll get them too hyped up for bed.
They can't sleep. I'm like, that's nuts.
That's nuts that anybody still watches The Walking Dead.
I'm about to say that. Is that show dead?
Let's not get into that, because we could bash that for an hour and a half. I don't know. The only reason I'm still watching it is because Opie from Sons of Anarchy is now in it.
Oh, really?
Yep. And I love Sons of Anarchy. I love Opie. Ryan Hurst. Dude's awesome.
And who are the dudes that that faction where they wear the zombie skin?
The Whispers.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing.
You're not supposed to be here. They kill you. It's weird, though, because...
So I haven't watched since, like, 2 seasons ago.
Good.
I just quit.
Yeah.
I just couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, it's the same thing. Over and over and over again.
Yeah, trust me, you're preaching to the choir. We're going to finish it, I think. I mean, if they go again after this season, then I might not be... I don't know. It's 10 years. Next season will be 10. I'm what show goes 10 seasons?
Wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 10 fucking years. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure out the zombies.
They're not going to... They've said a million times they're not going to end it with that.
Oh, really?
Just a herd of walkers just kills everybody. You're like, oh, wow.
Just wipes them out, and then the rest of the show just shows them getting eaten.
That was good.
Hmm.
Sweet.
Well, you could either end it the easy way, or you can end it that way.
Yep. Wow.
I'm so stoked.
Yeah, that show should have targeted about 8 or 9 seasons and put a bow on it.
Uh-huh.
Did their own thing. But no, they're talking about starting another one, folks.
Jesus Christ.
There's already the Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead.
Yep.
So that's 32 weeks out of the year for those two shows. There's still, 20 weeks there?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about getting another one going. I'm like, because even though the ratings have dropped, it's still the number one. Like, so this year, the ratings are down like 45%, and it's still the number one show on cable.
What?
Yeah. It's like...
Probably because nothing else is on cable anymore.
On Sunday nights. That's what I was trying to get to. Plus, everybody's watching streaming services. But that's...
I've been watching The Expanse on Amazon Prime Video.
Expanse, huh?
The Expanse. It's good. I enjoy it.
What are they expanding on?
The space, in space.
Okay. It's a sci-fi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Based off of the Earth, Mars colony, and the Belters, which are out in the belt past Mars.
Oh.
Which are, they harvest everything. And there's a war trying to start between Mars and Earth because the Belters hate their life. And
holy shit. I already like this. I'm not, that's not even,
sorry. No, it's good. It's a good show. I liked it.
Are they hour-long episodes?
Yes.
Damn it. Well, okay, a show like that, you need an hour. That is agreeable.
Right. But they're end of their third season now, so I'm in the middle of second season.
I get
season
so
now.
Bummed out watching hour-long shows when you're trying to binge watch it.
Right.
But because like the only 30-minute show that I seem to be able to lock onto is the off. They don't make 30-minute shows anymore.
No,
the Crashing is 30 minutes. I love that show. Y'all need to Crashing? HBO Crashing.
Oh, I don't have HBO anymore.
You lost it?
Quit paying for it.
Damn, Riley! I thought he was giving to you for free.
Riley doesn't have it either. We have everything else through.
He's
right?
got the Hulu.
Yeah, and their HBO and Showtime piss me off. So their answer to stopping you from sharing your password is about once a month to turn it off. So you have to get on there and re-log on. You're like, yep. Ugh, dirty bastards.
Yep.
So I can't stand it. No, Crashing is amazing. That sucks that you don't have it. Well, don't you still have your Amazon stick?
I do.
There you go.
I do. But my Blockbuster app quit working.
Oh! Well, Blockbuster, the last one, did close. So
yeah, I saw that. Was it in Alaska?
Yeah, that one closed, and so did, there was one in Australia, I thought I read.
What?
Whatever. They're all closed. They're gone. Blockbuster's gone. You can't even rent shit anymore, which people aren't even buying
you do Redbox.
Blu-rays anymore, hardly, because Samsung was making the 4K Blu-ray players. They pulled out. I was like, they're not even making players anymore?
Oh, like, shit.
Fuck, yeah, we're getting close, man. Getting closer and closer to that digital.
All digital.
CDs are already there.
Aren't games there, too?
They still
not really.
Physical still sells all right, doesn't it, Chris?
Oh yeah, because they got collector's editions and all that stuff like that.
Oh, okay, so. All right.
But it's so funny, man. Like, it's made me lazy. Like, this sounds terrible, but I want to buy the digital copy so when I turn on my PlayStation, I don't have to switch the disc.
Makes sense.
I get mad when I have to get up and switch the disc. I'm being honest. I'm like, motherfucker. I literally won't be like, you know what? I'm not gonna play that since I can just turn this one on.
It's like, wow,
what do you do? Go all the way in the office, grab the game, come back out here, or
just click play?
Yeah, I'm like, I'll just play this one. Lazy. It's pretty bad.
You but, have one of those like 100 disc CD changers and you stay in your car
in the trunk. Well,
that's what Connor, when Connor's old enough, I'm like, hey, put that in there, god damn it, with my beer belly, and I'm like, god damn it, son, when are you gonna get a job? Dad, I'm 5. I don't care. Get a job. Pooper scoop.
Yeah, get a job.
Got really uncomfortable in here.
I know.
Started sweating.
Yeah.
So, when you have a kid, Jay knows about this, you do a lot of movie watching and show watching.
Yep, because that's what you have time for.
Can't do anything else. So this weekend we watched Creed 2.
You motherfuckers always talk shit about me when I had a kid.
We watched Ralph. I never talk shit. Watched Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Oh, hell yeah. That was a good show.
I watched Spider-Man. Nice. You did watch Wreck-It Ralph 2 already?
Oh, that's Gray's, one of Gray's gems.
That's so emotional, dude.
Yeah, pretty emo.
Did he really break the internet?
He did.
Yeah. Yep. All the references to like the pop-ups and everything. Like some character would come out and be like, oh, that's an advertisement. This is so cute.
Yeah.
This is on the internet. But damn, was it, they separated. There was two friends that had to learn how to let go.
It's true.
I was like, oh my God, this is too much for a child. I was like, what are we teaching the kid? Lose your friends, be okay with it.
When your friends move away, you just got to be cool, right?
It was so intense. I was like, this is not how this is going to end. Yes. I guess we should have spoiler alerted.
Spoiler alert on Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Wrecks the Internet.
We're the only people in the world that wanted to watch that. Yeah, but no, I got emotional about it. I was like, holy shit, this is sad.
I found out the last week, kids are a lot more resilient than we give them credit for.
Yeah.
Because we switched daycares for the girls, and Gray has been going to this daycare for 4 years now.
Gotcha.
Knows everybody, got friends, all that. Me and Misty... Places.
Huh? Sorry, I had to get that in there.
What'd you
say? In low places.
In low places.
Kept friends and all that.
So me and Misty are freaking out about it, and we're worried, and we're stressed about it, can't sleep at night type shit. And we take her Monday morning, and she runs in and is like, oh, cool, they got a computer? Sits down and starts playing on the computer, and we're like, bye, Gray, we love you. And she's just like, uh-huh, yeah, it's cool. And then, like, and talking to people and just... And we're losing our minds. And we put the baby down and we're like, oh my God, she's going to hate it. She just gets down and goes, runs over, sits at the table and starts eating raisins.
They don't even notice. No. They're not in the same place.
And I'm like, well, we just fucking worried ourselves to death for nothing. That's cool.
God damn it.
But then every once in a while she'll be like, I miss my old friends. Like, but you got new friends. Oh yeah, I got new friends, and then that's it.
Immediately forgotten.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, on air to all of Gray's old friends, she has forgotten you. Okay?
They're all listening. Get over it. I do go to daycares to promote this show.
I know you do.
Kids
I know you do.
Kids know how to use phones.
Because you are wildly inappropriate and a terrible, terrible human being.
Come here, kid. Have you ever heard of Casually Lit?
What you know that? What a podcast is? Fuck that. Grab your parents' phone. Instead of looking up that stupid kids tube,
yep.
Look up clshow.us.
Easy. Easy-ass website. She's like, yeah, what's this? Oh, my God, these guys are funny.
That's when your kid comes home and goes, fuck it, shit, Dad.
Yes, Wreck-It Ralph 2 was awesome. Creed 2 was exactly what boxing every boxing movie on planet Earth is. I'm like...
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't see it.
It's all right.
Not missing anything?
That's my...
Stallone.
That was pretty good, right?
Oh, it was pretty good.
Yep. I'm 75 years old. Adrian. I'm ready for him to box again.
Well, hey.
And then we watched...
in Russia.
I know I said I wouldn't do it. I still haven't watched Venom, and I'm probably not going to. But I did watch Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And although...
It won all kinds of stuff.
It won the best animation, and I could see that because the animation's beautiful. It was a pretty movie and all that, and it was a good Spider-Man movie, but I said this before, I get mad when people are like, movie. I'm like, this is a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best Spider-Man movie ever, because it's animated. Because they don't have to worry about what they're able to do visually. They don't have to worry about...
They can make it up.
Can Spider-Man do a super backflip, double twist, and you know... They don't want to do that in the movie because it's $9 million.
Right.
For this one shot.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we're not going to do that.
That move is $900 in the animation studios of Pixar.
Okay, yeah, we could draw that. Draw whatever you want. What do you want Spider-Man to do? It's like, and it just bothered. Cause
are you guys sure you want Spider-Man to have that big of a dick? I mean, I guess.
But there are literally hundreds of people that are like, this is the best... More than hundreds, thousands of people. This is the best Spider-Man movie of all times. I'm like,
is it a cool story?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah, I mean, it was as a cartoon, it was great. Like, if that was an animated series, I'd watch it every week.
Nice,
but, and it was fine. But I would never say that that's the best Spider-Man movie. I still think that
Tobey Maguire,
Spider-Man 2, and Homecoming. Andrew Garfield's the one to forget. But no, it was fine, and I didn't hate it, and. You know, I still don't want to support Sony because by giving them money, they're just going to keep Spider-Man forever.
Oh yeah, they own Spider-Man.
Yep.
So how did they do how did they allow him to be in the Marvel movies?
They signed a contract with Marvel. So Andrew Garfield, remember when he was like 45, pretending to be a high school kid with Emma Stone?
Uh-huh.
Those Spider-Man movies were terrible. Well, those did so bad that they were like, what do we do? And Marvel was like, hey, those movies were really bad, so let's talk. They were like, we'll put him in the MCU, which is already a guaranteed 500, you know, box office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guaranteed box office 500 right there. And they were like, okay. They're like, you pay for it. You let us handle the making of it. You pay for it. And then you get all the profits. Marvel doesn't get anything out of that. So it's crazy. They just get to have Spider-Man in that universe.
Really?
And I was reading the other day that rumors are that they're going to re-up. I was like, thank God. So it's a little Tom Holland. He's not so little anymore, I guess, but he'll be in Spider-Man for, they're thinking at least four more movies.
Nice.
It's like, yeah, they want him to be sort of the next anchor since Robert Downey's gone.
What?
No, it's not a spoiler. I mean, him and Chris Evans and Thor, all of them, they've been there
said, fuck this, I'm done?
They've been there for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like something's got to give.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time. But, I mean, they might come back. You don't know.
They'll cameo.
You know, you don't know. Don't know how the story's going to go.
Unless they, like, hard kill them. But then they can also do that and bring them all back.
And they've got, they've got the TV
Spoiler
show.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen the next movie that hasn't come out yet.
I can't wait for that movie. Jeez. I'm going to see Captain Marvel tomorrow, actually.
Nice.
Woo!
Jason just did like the rock star, like, yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'm stoked. I get to go see white man hating Brie Larson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's. We brought it up briefly last week, but it's funny. She was in an interview and was like, I don't see enough color in here.
What?
Yeah. So she wanted more
more
diversity on her press tour, which is fine.
That's whatever.
All right.
It's just funny. You can't speak for it or against it. You're just like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I need more women to interview me. It's like, okay, Miss Larson, we'll do what you want. So then, of course, the, what is it? A NAFTA? I don't even know what the all the white people on the internet that get on the
Antifa.
Internet. Antifa. Yeah, get all mad. They're like, she hates white boys. I was like, well, I don't think that's
it. No, that's not it.
I don't think that's it. So then they started trying to trash it on Rotten Tomatoes. So they made Rotten Tomatoes change their policy. You can't review a movie on there now without some, you have to jump through hoops. So people ruin everything.
Yeah.
Sucks.
People are the worst.
Yeah. God, it just makes me so mad. I'm like, well, you can't do that anymore. Why? Because a couple people, and people can get together on the internet very easily.
Yeah.
They can create a hoax
uh-huh.
very easily.
Gang up.
Momo. That's how we end the show.
Yeah. End it on a Momo.
No, I'm going to end it on the, I watched that Kidnapped in Plain Sight on Netflix.
I can't bring myself to watch it. I've heard bad, bad things about it.
Ah.
True?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Yeah.
Sick. Fucking parents. Dude. 70s, though, were a different time. You weren't as aware in life.
Uh-huh. Generally.
And that dude. So this dude, somehow, this dude becomes friends with his family, sort of gets the wife to fool around a little bit, and gets the man to fool around with him a bit. Both of them. I don't... The dude's not even gay. It's so sad, because it shows the dude talking about it, and he starts crying. It's the worst thing I ever did. I was like, oh my God. But he gets both of their trust. And this is what he did. He was like, I'm going to be friends with the parents, so that way when I take the kid, they won't even care. That's exactly what he did.
What?
So he was like, I'm going to take the kids surfing or go do all this stuff, and just didn't come back for 3 weeks. It's like,
whew. Was he molesting the kid?
Yeah. Well, it's much, much beyond that.
But oh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
Nope. There's no reason to. It's really dark. And I was like, hmm. And the only reason I watched it was because I was listening to another show that was like, this is so, it can't be real. And I was watching, I was like, eh, it's pretty real. So. But it's crazy. Yeah, it's Kidnapped in Plain Sight. I don't recommend that, but I do recommend everything else that I said. Except for Creed 2. But
everything else that I said was good, though.
I mean, I don't want to spoil Creed 2, but it ends like every sports movie has ever ended.
Hugs and wins.
So fucking stupid, man. Like,
sweaty people.
You want to say, give me a different ending, but if they gave you that ending, you'd be like, God damn it, he should have won this.
Yeah.
Pissed.
Well, that's like watch No Country for Old Men.
That makes me sad.
Watch No Country for Old Men and then go, there's your shit ending that you've been saying you wanted to see. How do you feel about that one? Zero closure.
Does TJ,
everybody good dies.
Does TJ die? He does. Yeah, he does. TJ does.
Who's TJ?
Tommy Jones.
Oh, yeah.
No, he didn't die.
No, he didn't.
No.
Everybody that you were rooting for fucking dies, and then the bad guy that you're like, you need to die.
Oh, that's right.
He just walks the fuck away
with his little
cattle killer. Ooh.
When he puts that on your forehead.
I watched the scene the other day of him in the convenience store when he's like, what time do you close? He goes, dark. Dark isn't a time. What time do you close? And he just keeps on, and he gets so annoyed. He's like, pick a side, heads or tails. He's like, what are we wagering for? He goes, everything. I was like, what do you mean, everything? That whole scene is so uncomfortable. So and he intense. Calls it, and he makes it, and he goes, put that coin in. This is your lucky coin. And he goes to put it in the drawer. He goes, don't put it in the drawer, because it'll become just like every other coin, which it is. And then walks off. Like, that coin just decided your fate, dude. Yeah. You would have been dead. Such a good movie. If you haven't seen it, go fucking watch that movie.
I can't think of his name. He's got a really cool name, that dude does.
And, Javier Bardem?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Javier Bardem.
Yep. And then, who's the other dude? Tommy Lee Jones.
Josh Brolin.
Thank you.
Yep.
He...
Ooh.
Luann. He get it?
Ooh.
I mean, people I know in El Paso, Texas, that's how many.
Fuck.
Good shit. Well, I'm glad that Rhodey couldn't come.
Yeah, me too. We got to drink more beer.
Yep.
Although they weren't as good as the ones he would have brought.
Although he had some special beers that he was going to bring. I know that I talked to him. But
next week, Brett Rody. Well, we need to do a Saturday or Sunday one, too.
Next week, Brody. Next week.
Next week. Yeah, because we need to get Dirk. Dirk wants to come back. We're going to reach out to some other people. We're going to bring some people in here.
But, I know some people that would love to come.
Yeah? Yeah. Send them my way. Send them your way. You bring them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my
your go-to now.
Limp Bizkit did their show at the Troubadour last night, so it was a tiny ass little club in California, and it was $3 a ticket, so everybody was in there, it was packed. And then people were, you know, posting on social media, and I was just watching all the little videos.
Nice.
And so it was like, yeah, I watched a lot of Limp Bizkit clips. It was really bad, though, because it was just polluted
your mind.
It's like, I just want to watch the whole song, but I just kept watching clips.
Yep.
And then I've got to admit this out loud. Machine Gun Kelly got on stage with him, and I hate that motherfucker so much. It's put me in a bind.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that guy so much. God damn it. Machine Gun Kelly's a piece of shit. Do you like him, Chris?
I honestly haven't really heard much of anything from him. Ugh.
But hey, dude, on the positive side, though, look how many pops you got.
Is that a Machine Gun Kelly pop?
Well, I'm buying you a Machine Gun Kelly pop.
They don't make it.
Oh.
They don't really make any of our 90s musicians. Machine Gun Kelly's not a 90s, but there's no Korn or Stained or Limp Bizkit or Deftones, Mudvayne. Come on, Slipknot would be an awesome pop.
And those are the only people that are buying pops. It's people from our generation.
That's accurate. I'll take that. Yeah.
A lot of Rick and Morty ones out there now. Whole lot of them now. After they did their dump.
They're coming back. Someday.
Eventually.
Fucking dickheads, man.
They are.
Must be nice to just have something a property so hot that you're just like, I do release it when I want to.
I saw the official Rick and Morty fan page on Facebook. Like, the guy that... Roiland. The guy that writes it. Not the voice guy. But the guy that writes it. He did like a whole song about how basically, fuck you, we can do it whenever we want. We're going to tell you that we're going to release them a lot quicker and we're never going to do it. You got to watch it. Like, and it's a song about, and it's got clips from the whole show and all this shit. And I'm like, you're straight up dickhead, but you know we're coming back to watch this shit.
I can't wait. Yeah, I'm so pumped for that shit.
But Justin Roiland is the voice guy.
Yeah. Is it? Who's the other one then?
Dan Harmon.
Okay, then it was Harmon.
Dude, watching the video of him getting drunk and doing vocals is so funny.
Oh, it's funny.
Oh my God.
He's like, Rick's really drunk in this scene, so I'm going to get really drunk. And then everybody's like, no, yep. Fuck, please, yep. No, this is going to take all day.
Yep.
And then it does. He's like, I need another shot of tequila. And they're like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm method acting. No, you're not. You're just drunk.
Oh, it's so funny.
Rick and Morty's great. Also, watch that.
Come back, yeah. I want it to come back. I own two, Rick. I think I only own, Rick and Pickle Rick. So.
And Meeseeks.
Mr. Meeseeks is my favorite character out of the whole show still.
I'm a Poopy Butthole fan.
Oh, Mr. Meeseeks! There's nothing better of him when he's all angry like, Jerry!
Yeah.
Take two strokes off my golf swing.
Is he falling through? Yeah!
And they just keep creating them. So
yep.
I'm gonna get Mr. Meeseeks tattooed on my calf.
Point at your dick.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in with us. Like I said, go back, listen to some past episodes. Check out Atypical's YouTube page.
Yeah. See me reading 50 Shades of Jay.
And me puking.
Yep.
We got some exciting stuff coming up. So thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Love
afternoon,
you.
Whatever.
This is the GOAT wanting to thank you for listening to that episode of Casually Lit. Now, I would also like to thank you for listening to us, Controllers and Keyboards. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch at /CNK Crew. Also, www.controllersandkeyboards.com.